permission, we would move to that one.
Sure.
If acceptable, okay. This one is regarding Spring Creek Marina Resort, north of Pier here. And again, it's another transitional item regarding a lease coming up for expiration. So this, you know, a little bit of background on Spring Creek prospectus process. We issued a prospectus on June 28th for the sale and transfer of that property in accordance with the established lease rules. That prospectus expired on September 21st. No proposals were received in response to that prospectus. So that lease, again, like some of the other ones we've talked about earlier here, it does expire on December 31st of this year. So the lease and the lease rules offer a process to continue or extend services while the successor is being sought. Currently, we do not have a request to extend those services in accordance with our lease rules. Note is that whenever we extend a lease for the purposes of successor concessionaires, it's required that concession lease be consistent and not be substantially changed. So we're still working with the concessionaire to on terms that might allow for the continuation of the resort under existing terms while a successor concessionaire is being sought, which is in accordance with the lease rules and the existing concession lease. So this action that we're requesting at this time is separate. The prospectus process is separate than the process of extending the services there. What we would request is that while we continue the discussions with the existing concessionaire on the potential of operating for the upcoming year, that we have the authorization to proceed with a prospectus that allows us to continue our obligation to find a successor concessionaire and continue that process while we work out some of the processes with the existing concessionaire on moving forward.
Commissioner Olson here. What if you're not able to work out an agreement with the existing concessionaire and they walk away, or walk me through what would happen if you can't find somebody to run it? Do we take it over and run it ourselves, or is it just mothballed? Or can you give me a little background on that?
The lease has some options, and our lease rules do have some options, and we're currently reviewing a lot of those that exist with that. Obviously, our preface would be to proceed with the existing concessionaire if they're willing. Like I said, there is not a requirement that the existing concessionaire continue services there. So, but our goal would be to continue to work with the concession lease under the existing lease rules and continue that. There's several options that are laid out in there. I might have to ask Sean to maybe back me up on a little few of these, but like I say, obviously one would be to, we can maybe assign a temporary operator. I believe there's provisions in the lease regarding a temporary operator, but I guess, like I say, we would have to probably look real closely at those options that are laid out in those rules and see what we can work out with the existing concessionaire.
Sean Blanchett, I would just add, basically our options are the options for continuing services after expiration. One of them, of course, is what we did with Rory Lake just a minute ago, and that's to extend the existing term so that the lease doesn't actually meet expiration. It would extend the term of the contract as is for a year. Basically, it grants them concession rights for a full another calendar year while we seek to obtain a successor. The other option that Al laid out is that we can work to find an interim operator in the meantime. Again, while we look to find a successor, and we would have to come to terms, obviously, with the interim operator as far as terms and conditions of operation, and as well as there's provisions for payment to the existing concessionaire for the use of their property in those temporary operations. The third option, which you know, is there if it comes down to it, is that the department does have the option to step in and operate the resort. You know, again, the department is still weighing these options and trying to reach some agreement with the current concessionaire. We do have a few weeks left before expiration. You know, basically we're utilizing all the tools we have in our toolbox in order to, one, find a buyer, and two, ensure that those services are continued there.
Any other questions? So the motion would be to develop a prospectus that would allow us to go forward with whatever options.
Mr. Chairman, that's exactly right, and we're proposing a prospectus that mirrors the previous one. We wouldn't look to change any terms of the sale or the advertised lease. We're essentially reissuing the prospectus that expired in September.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved that we develop or reissue the prospectus on the Spring Creek Resort. Are there any questions, comments? All in favor of that motion would say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? It is approved. Thank you.